Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced Tuesday afternoon that the Central Peninsula's COVID-19 community transmission risk level jumped to high risk, prompting 100% remote learning. Remote learning goes into effect today. The move to remote learning includes 17 Central Peninsula schools from the following area: Kenai, Soldotna, Nikiski, Kasilof, Sterling, and other communities in the central portion of the Kenai Peninsula. Full details on our website at radiokenai.com. From the KPBSD Communications, it says here that 100% remote learning in the Central Peninsula will be for a minimum of 1 week. DHSS stated that Alaska is experiencing an accelerated phase of COVID-19 spread. Positive cases are reported daily in the schools and in the past few days in the Central Peninsula alone between Nikiski Middle High School, Nikiski North Star Elementary, Redoubt Elementary, and Skyview Middle School. Contact tracing has placed over 63 staff and students in isolation or a 14-day quarantine. Peggy Urkineff, Director of Communications for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, spoke to KSRM.
We do know by Saturday we are dropping some numbers from the 14-day trend, but what we need to understand is what type of community spread is happening and why are these numbers rising? And that's where public health comes in to help us understand that as well. So we're not making a decision just based on a number, but we also know that the Department of Health and Social Services has stated the last couple of days in their case counts that they're behind in even getting the positive case counts tracked. And we know that we learned this back in March, that those numbers are actually looking backwards in time. So we probably have more cases and more spread happening than we anticipate. So all of those things are going into this decision. If the numbers rise the next few days like they did over the weekend, yes, we would be in 100% remote learning. But we've got to see what happens in the next few days. And mostly we need everybody right now to really, really watch your close circles, wash your hands, wear a mask if you're in crowded places, and then avoid those places to help slow the spread down on the peninsula, because it is rising and it's rising fast.
Students designated as being vulnerable students, such as those in special education, pre-kindergarten, Title I pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and certain other special education students will be able to attend in school even during high-risk status. Contact your child's school if you have any questions. According to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, at this time, risk levels dictate the schools in the Southern Peninsula, the Homer area, are still at the green low risk level. Eastern Peninsula, the Seward area, is at high risk, joined now by the Central Peninsula area. And so, once again, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced Tuesday afternoon, Central Peninsula's COVID-19 community transmission risk level jumped to high risk, prompting 100% remote learning, which goes into effect today. At the Tuesday night Kenai Peninsula Borough District Assembly meeting, three newly elected assembly members were sworn in. The swearing-in ceremony was conducted by Borough Clerk Johnny Blankenship.
Welcome to the first ever virtual swearing-in. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Bill Elam.
I, Richard Kirkworkin.
I, Lane Chesley.
Solemnly affirm.
I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The
Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The
ordinances of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Perform and discharge my duties
as assembly member.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Swearing-in ceremony was held for three newly elected assembly members. They included District 5 seat, which represents Sterling and Funny River. Bill Elam was sworn in. He takes the seat formerly held by Norm Blakely. District 2 seat, which represents Kenai, Richard Kirkworkin was sworn in. He takes the seat formerly held by Harold Hal Smalley. And the District 8 seat, which represents Homer, Lane Chesley, was sworn in, taking the seat formerly held by Kelly Cooper. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.